Understanding Our Difficulties, Dr. Jeffrey Carr, Making Happier Relationships.
Fortunately, the same skills you need to become happier yourself are the same ones you'll need for making happier relationships. The first is presence. Although we may believe that we're good at being present with others, in reality, we aren't. The problem is that the other people have this habit of saying and doing things that trigger our distressing, intrusive feelings. This is particularly common with the people that are closest to us, including our partners and our children. We generally react to the intrusive feelings by becoming defensive or hostile towards others, or by avoiding them. For example, your partner says that the pasta you made was overcooked. Honestly, how would you likely respond? Take a moment. And how exactly is that being present with your partner? If your response doesn't begin with something like, "Oh, you find it overdone, you must feel disappointed," you're not being present. Saying, "Fine, cook it yourself next time," or "You're always criticizing me," or "The pasta is not overcooked," are not being present and are not going to contribute to connectedness in your relationship. Of course, what's happened here is that your partner's comment triggered intrusive feelings of hurt, inadequacy, and anger, which you likely reacted to by becoming hostile and defensive. This doesn't make you bad, it makes you human, but a human in a less than happy relationship. Another example. You told your child to get ready for school, but 10 minutes later find her watching a video and saying she doesn't want to go to school. How would you likely respond? Again, if it doesn't begin with something like, "So you really don't feel like going to school today," you're not being present with her. Saying, "I don't care if you don't want to go, you have to go," or, "You need to get ready right now or you'll be late," or even, "But honey, you had such a good time at school yesterday," is not being present. Your daughter's refusal to get ready for school has triggered your distress, and to reduce your distress, you're trying to compel your daughter to go to school. If we can be present with our distress, instead of trying to escape it by forcing our daughter to school, we become more free to focus on what matters most here, our relationship with our daughter. We may still want her to go to school, but at least through our presence, we might be able to achieve that without a power struggle. You now have a taste of how our intrusive feelings contribute to problems in our relationships. If we can be present with our feelings and present with others, instead of reacting, everyone will feel happier. There are also specific communication skills that are extremely useful for helping us to navigate intrusive feelings. These skills help us to reduce our reactivity and the other person's reactivity to the intrusive feelings. They promote us being present with each other, which both reduces conflict and promotes deeper understanding. You now understand what stands in the way of your happiness and have a general sense of how to become happier. I'll now point you towards the particular practices for feeling good. I hope it's now clear that you won't simply find happiness. It's an active process of making happiness, and it requires courage. The vital question is, how will you choose to live each precious day?
More at drjeffreycarr.com and feelgoodforfree.com.